The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
What's up, guys? It's your boy Dylan at Thunder Jazz, and I'm here with a word from our sponsors, BetOnline. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports contests and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Just head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BLEAV50, that is BLEAV50 in all capital letters, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of the Top of Thunder podcast. I'm your host, Dylan Hunzinger, at Thunder Chats. We are part of the Believe Network. I am joined by a lot of lovely gentlemen today. First, for my podcast co-host, we've got the legend, the one, the only, Champagne Jerry, who is sitting in the darkness. The darkness is his ally. Jerry, how are you, sir?
Darkness. If you know that reference, I appreciate you that much more. I'm doing good, man. Doing good. Just living the dream, hanging out with some boys, about to kick someone's ass in some Family Feud. You can rate this as explicit already because it is going to get live. But no, man, ready to have a good time. Appreciate our guests joining us. And in all honesty, they're probably going to just like literally just stomp us. But yeah. Can't come in with that attitude. So I got to come in hot. So I'm coming in hot, boys.
All right. So in my attempt to bury the lead, Jerry completely exposed it. We will be playing Family Feud once again today, continuing our series. We've got some guests on here. We'll get to that. I will say that Top of Thunder and all the Family Feuds has won one game, and it was me and Jerry on the winning team. But when we brought in people from the Thunder Twitter team, another person from our podcast who wasn't on the podcast then also won, and that is the underscore three cone. Connor, how you doing, sir?
I'm good, man. You know, stressful time, going to be moving soon, which is crazy, in like a week from now. But it's good to be back on the pod. You know, talk, well, I was going to say talk Thunder basketball, but talk all types of basketball, play some Family Feud, and hopefully Jerry and I's mental link that we typically have actually comes into play here. And if not, then we might be in for a rough round. So we'll see, right. But excited to go ahead and play.
Yeah, there you go, man. Well, hey, between the two of you, you both got a couple W's on your belt. But joining us in the other side from the No Ceilings Collective, the host of the Draft App podcast and a co-host of the NBA Deep Dives podcast, we have Corey Toliba and Nick Agar Johnson. Guys,
thank you for being on. Welcome once again. How are you all doing?
Appreciate you guys having us on. Hopefully the game goes better than my golf round today, but I'm excited to be back on the pod with you guys. It's always a good time.
Hey, as a fellow golfer, what'd you shoot?
Both teams had fun.
Okay. Well, that's what matters. That's what matters.
That's the scorecard I play by too, so don't worry.
Yeah. I wish I could still, but I'm too competitive now. It's like I get so mad whenever I leave over three digits. I just get so mad. So where are you from, Corey? I got to ask. I got to know what type of golf you're playing over there.
I'm from Long Island, New York. So,
you know. Okay. Okay. So, yeah, there's some good golf out in that area.
There is some good golf out in the area for sure.
Nice, nice. Well, right. If you ever make it to Oklahoma, the round's on me. All right. So just holler at me.
Same. Likewise.
Thank you.
All right. And we also got Nick, man. Nick, how are you doing, brother?
I'm doing pretty well. I shot 72 under par on the golf course because I scored a straight zero. So, you know, good day for me so far, and hoping to keep going now.
Legendary score. I love it. All right, guys. Well, hey, we talked about it. You know, this is Family Feud. This is our third installment of this year's series of Family Feud. Top of Thunder is a resounding 0-2, so the odds are definitely in your all's favor. No pressure on that end. But as I've explained in before the pod and other pods, this is going to be four rounds. The first two rounds are going to be normal, single scoring. Round three will be double points, and round four will be triple points. I will say the past two games have both been decided in round four, and they've been comeback victories. So, like, this is a wild game. Anything can happen. prior to each round, we will have a pre-round question to determine who gets to have control of the board. With that, you will each pick a representative, and you'll alternate, between rounds. And basically, whoever physically raised their hand, because I've had somebody – well, we're not on Zoom now, but – somebody was raising their hand on Zoom, and I was waiting for them to raise their hand physically. But physically raise your hand, and I call on you, and whoever answers correctly first, that's who gets control over the board. And once you get the board, you keep going. If you answer correctly, you get three strikes. And on that third strike, the other team gets one chance to answer one to steal all your points. And at the end of the game, whoever has the most points takes on the bragging rights. Anybody got any questions before we dive in?
Connor, a little strategy real quick. We do not raise our hand first. We try to steal.
We try to steal every time. That's our strategy. We're going to tell them this strategy like right now.
Every time. If you see me do this with my arms and do the nose thing, that means steal every time.
Okay, we're doing signs. Okay, cool. Gotcha. Okay, yeah, Jared, let me put on my microscope so I can see you in the darkness. That's when you're like swiping your arm.
I was about to say, one, we can't see the signs you're making. Two, there's no point in stealing the pre-round. If they get it correctly, then they get the board first. So.
Dylan, why do you always have to take the wind out of my sails? I try to be funny, and you over here screw it up every single time.
I'm just making sure. Like, I'm trying to help you be successful. All right, moving on.
Yeah.
Before we get started, I just want to say, rocking the No Seamless merch here. So, but yes, I'm also rocking. Go.
Also biased rocking, host.
Also rocking Topic Thunder merch underneath. So, completely unbiased.
Let's see them draws, though.
All right, moving on. So, pre-round question number one. Let's see here. No Ceilings, pick your representative for the first pre-round question.
Nick, you got this. Go for it.
Wow, okay. I got you first. At the exact same time. That's a strong start right there.
All right, Nick, I think you're first because Corey said he said it first. Jerry Cohn.
It's Connor.
I guess it's me. Team Captain Connor, Jerry picked Nick. Me.
All right, this is the easy. This is an easy question. Starting off a little easier here. So, it's no question that Sam Presti has a stockpile of draft picks. Exactly how many first round picks does OKC have going to 2027?
God, I've lost track. We just traded three.
And you don't have to get exact. It's just whoever's closest. Oh. Cone.
12.
Okay. Nick, you got a guess?
I'll say 11.
All right. The answer was 15. So Connor has control of the board. I thought he was going to price his item and go one over.
I tried to do the opposite and I failed.
Yeah. So. That's fair. All right. Topic Thunder has control of the board. So in this question, I ask, what five teams hold the most picks over the next five seasons?
Okay. Is this?
Yeah, you guys can communicate as freely as you want, but keep in mind they're trying to steal. So anything that you say that isn't an actual guest, they can use against you.
I can go with the obvious real fast.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, Thunder.
Thunder is number one. Very, very good. Yeah. It usually takes people forever to use the example there. So yeah, Thunder's number one with 15, obviously. So 30 points to Topic Thunder, and you have no strikes and four more guesses on the board.
All right, I got one. Pelicans.
New Orleans Pelicans is number two with 11 first round picks in the next 5 years. It's another 25 points. Top of Thunder's moving right along, and you got another guess here.
Houston's going to be
that's
one of them.
That was my next one, yeah. So Houston.
Houston Rockets.
All right.
Absolutely is one of them. That's they're number three with 9 first-round picks.
Connor, I think one of the teams from L.A. has a bunch of picks, too. I don't know which one. One of the L.A. teams.
The Clippers owe us all of them in the late. Yeah, the LA teams have legitimately one draft pick, maybe combined amongst the two of them at this point.
I'm just being totally stupid. So thanks for picking up on my sarcasm.
You're welcome.
Jerry's breaking out in humor today.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
All right, let's see. We've got other big moves that were made. The Spurs might be up there because they just did the DeJounte Murray trade. So they got 3 picks from that.
The Jazz is another
one. The Jazz, yeah, because of the Gobert trade. So they're probably up there too. I mean, they just got 5. I think the Jazz make a lot of sense to go up and just throw out there.
Do it.
All right, the Jazz.
And the Utah Jazz with 9 as well.
Yeah.
And that is 10 points. So there is one left on the board. You have no strikes.
Continue. All right, well, I guess we can just throw actually, so this is through 2027, right? You said?
Yes.
Okay, through 2027. So other big trades that have happened recently that involve a lot of draft picks. So Gobert. I mean, I guess we can just throw the Spurs out there because they just did the whole DeJounte Murray trade. So Spurs.
Yes, so this is bad hosting on my part. I did not include the Spurs, but they absolutely are. After some fact-checking, they had 10 points, or they have 10 picks. So I will give you guys right in the middle of 20 and 25, which is what it was. So you'll get 22.5 points for that.
Nice.
And you still have one on the board, though.
Okay.
And if you don't get it, no team can guess it. And
Thanks for telling us the rules. Appreciate
even
it.
Even the bonus points.
Okay. So let's go through teams that have a bunch of picks. Spurs, let's see.
Mavs don't. The Magic?
Magic might have some, but the picks they got for Vucevic, they already got to use one of them. So they might have draft picks. So got one from Aaron Gordon.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
So Magic could be up there. I mean, we've got 3 strikes. If you want to throw Magic out there, go for it.
Yeah, well, what about the Blazers?
I mean, the Blazers.
Did they spend a bunch? I can't remember how much they spent on that.
No. They didn't really get any draft picks from blowing up their core. They didn't really get
it wasn't? At all. Okay, okay. No, it was all just players. Picks. Okay. I mean, let's go with the Magic then, just because it's obvious and they're tank a team.
Okay, we'll go with the Orlando Magic.
Orlando Magic. Eh! That is your first strike. Orlando Magic actually have 7 first-round picks. In the next
actually, Jerry, I just thought the Knicks are going to be one of them.
That was my one of them, too, picks. Yeah.
Yep. We're going to go with the New York Knicks.
New York Knicks. Is absolutely correct. Topic Thunder runs the board with 122.5 points after my mess-up. So there you go. Topic Thunder, how you feel after running the board? Off to a good start.
Yeah.
Didn't expect anything to go different. Yeah, it's me and Connor over here. It's what we do.
If there's one thing in this world that we know as Thunder fans, it's draft pick numbers. So I would have felt bad if we didn't get at least most of those. So yeah, we're doing good.
And yep. There you go. Well, hey, at the end of round one, it is Topic Thunder 122.5. No ceiling 0. But keep in mind, this is a long game. There's double and triple score multipliers. This game can turn on its head very fast. So round two, pre-round question. Give me Corey. Give me Jerry. the question is, Jerry, you're going to have to use your right hand. Hang on, raise your right hand really quick. Is that your right hand? Okay, yeah, you're going to have to use your right hand because I cannot see your left hand.
You got it. I'm used to raising my right hand in court, so I understand.
Okay, so your question is, in 2001, the song Number One debuted. In it, it asked the question, what does it take to be number one? Two is not a winner, and three, nobody remembers. Who was the artist that sang this banger? Jerry.
Nelly.
Nelly is absolutely correct.
Sorry, I can literally spit that whole album in with my eyes closed. And yeah, that's one of the best albums ever.
Bro, I want to see you do it.
No, I will won't right now because your crappy attitude, but
are we,
you catch me on
are we talking
day.
About the album with that or Country Grammar, the debut?
I kind of throw both of them together. I would go Country Grammar is the best
clearly,
album ever. Yeah,
clearly
yeah,
Country Grammar one, is. I was confused because
that's Nellyville, you know. Right?
Yeah, it is Nelly, but that song came out with what movie was that in, Corey? Me and you are about the same age, it looks like.
I don't know. I don't remember what movie it was from.
Yeah, it was a movie that was on a soundtrack. But it all came out at the same time. So.
All right. Yeah. Well, I have a feeling this is where...
Bad Boys 2? Maybe?
That's it. Possibly, that's it, yeah. I think. Yep.
Yeah. Hey, I have a feeling this is where No Ceilings is going to get a chance to steal because the question for round two is, let's see if Nelly's lyrics ring true about three nobody remembering. I want you guys to name the last 10 number three picks in the NBA draft.
All right, the last 10? Good Lord. Okay.
I know the last one so far.
Okay. Well, this past draft was... You want to go ahead and say, Jerry?
No, you go ahead. You're the person that... I will fuck this up. Sorry.
Okay, Jabari Smith.
Jabari Smith Jr. is correct. Absolutely. Yeah. Since he is the most recent, he is worth 3 points. So
nice. Last year.
Let me know if you need any help.
Yeah.
You got it.
You know how drunk I was last draft? Like, that was crazy. Oh my gosh. Yeah, Connor, go. Like, I'm literally blanking out so bad right now. Like, it's terrible.
Evan Mobley
is correct. That's another 3 points. Yeah, eight more, all three strikes.
Because this is going back to like 2012.
We should probably just go in order.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do too. It's... So 2020. And that was a bubble draft. So like, I don't remember anything about that year.
Let me know if you need it.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm telling you, I'm...
All right. It was LaMelo Ball.
Okay.
LaMelo Ball absolutely is correct. The 6 points there. Still a lot of points on the board. Still seven remaining. All three strikes.
Just run it.
Just run it?
Yeah, run it. This is you, dog.
Okay. 2019 draft was... Now blanking on the 2019 draft as I think about it. That was... Which year was that? I'm trying to think of like Thunder draft. That is correct. Dylan, 10 points to you.
gosh. 2019
is blanking for me for some reason. 2018, we can just go back to that real quick.
Okay.
2018 draft, it was, I'm trying to remember the trade. Luka was the third pick in 2018.
Yep.
Luka Doncic is correct. Eight points. There are six left on the board.
All right, 2017 was Jason Tatum.
Yep.
Jason Tatum is correct. 10 points.
2016 was Jaylen Brown.
Jaylen Brown is correct. 12 points. There are now four players left.
He posted the number three picks in the last 10 years on his ceiling. That's why he keeps on away.
Yeah. Yeah, I broke and stole the answers from Dylan's house.
15.
Yeah, 2015 draft. That was whose year was that? That was yeah, this is where it's starting to get
was long. That? Yeah, no, I'm screwed. I'm absolutely screwed here. Because three, nobody really remembers except for Cone the last 5 out of 6 years. So,
well, Cone has three in his name. So, we got
that is true. Someone's got to remember three. Oh, we have a time limit? Oh, shoot.
I got to give you something at least.
All right. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander?
Incorrect. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander was number 11.
That was just to give us more time there. Yeah. That was my quick little save.
You have two strikes remaining.
2019 draft. Why am I blanking on the 2019 draft? Oh, I'm dumb. I remember. Okay. Yeah. 2019 was, no. Oh, geez. I almost said the wrong person. 2019 was Zion's draft. It was Zion. Then it was, John Morant. And then who went third? It was Jaren Jackson Jr.
Watching Cone's brain work.
Yeah. Jaren Jackson Jr. went fourth.
All right, yeah. Throwing up another 10.
Who went third? Oh, RJ Barrett. Duh. Good Lord. That took me way too long. My God.
RJ Barrett is correct.
Yeah.
Jeez.
8 points for RJ. The top three answers are still on the board.
Yeah, this is where it gets a lot hazier.
While he's thinking, how confident are you?
I've got one of them right away, and then the others I have to think about.
Yeah.
I've got a couple.
Gotcha. Was Kristaps right around there?
Kristaps was the...
Was he 2 and 14?
Kristaps was 4, I believe.
Okay.
I think Kristaps was 4 to the Knicks. Yeah, I'm trying to think of teams that were bad in that range.
Name some Kings players.
Oh, thanks. really needed that. Appreciate it.
De'Aaron Fox?
No, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Emmanuel Mudiay. No, he was 4.
Incorrect. Emmanuel Mudiay. You now have 2 strikes. You have one strike remaining. 3 guesses left. No, Steelers gets a chance to steal.
Okay, so let's think back. So we've got... So 2016 was the year Ben Simmons was taken. 2015, that was 2015 was that Wiggins? That was Wiggins. So it was Wiggins, then Jabari Parker, then it was, or was that no, that was 2014. 2015 was Cat. Wait, it was Cat, Okafor, and then who went third? Was it Kristaps? It might have been Kristaps.
It might have been
Kristaps third. For some reason I thought he went fourth.
No, that's like the only one I know because I remember Knicks fans. Yeah, no, I think Knicks fans, I remember that clearly.
And then there was Wiggins, Jabari in 2014. It was Wiggins, Jabari, and then...
Was it Fultz?
No, Fultz was first overall in
16, 17, around there.
He was Tatum's draft, yeah.
All right, guys, hate to do it to you. Got to throw up another 10.
That's fair. All right, I guess Kristaps.
Kristaps Porzingis. For the New York Knicks, was he the number 3 pick? Incorrect. Kristaps Porzingis was not the number 3 pick in the draft. So, no ceilings. You have a chance to steal. You guys can discuss freely. You just have to get one correctly. The top 3 answers are on the board, and you steal all the points from Topic Thunder that they got. Go ahead and talk amongst yourself. Figure out which one you want to say.
Okafor was 2015, and then Embiid was 2014. And then I'm trying to remember who 2013 was. But if we only need one, then I think we could just go Okafor 2015 and call it.
Otto Porter was in there, too, at some point.
I will say, if you could try to get, like, the farthest back, you get a little bit more points. So might help you a little bit. Just saying.
Shut up, Dylan.
So Embiid was 14.
Yes, Embiid 14, Okafor 15, and then was Porter 13?
That was the Anthony Bennett, Victor Oladipo.
Yeah, so that was Porter
Jr.
Golly.
Okay.
So, all right.
Call
that in.
All right. Otto Porter Jr. is absolutely correct. The top answer, 20 points. These guys aren't draft historians for no reason. Just adding all this up, looks like you guys got 70 points off of that one. So still trailing Topic Thunder just a little bit. But like I said, we're about to enter the double points round. So this is still anybody's game. And let me just, while I'm putting these scores in here, let's pause for a quick break for a word from our sponsors.
Hey guys, just wanted to take a moment to give us a word from absolutely nobody. Well, actually giving you a word from us, because as I mentioned in the pod last week, we do have merch. This is a podcast exclusive because as of this recording, I haven't put out any tweets about it. So for your exclusive chance to get our merch, go to shop.believe.com and search OKC. That is if you want less of a player-driven shirt. That's got a nice little graphic of the cityscape, and it has Oklahoma City. It's a very clean shirt. Or if you want something a little bit more loud, you want something with that's a little bit more player-driven, you can go to bonfire.com/store/topic-thunder. Now, on that, we've got shirts supporting the Jane Gang. We got shirts supporting Chet Holmgren. Of course, we got all the awesome Shea shirts. And of course, we could throw it back. We've got the Thunder Nation shirt. We got I Just Want to Hoop back in the Chris Paul era. And we've got the classic, the one that you need for this rebuild, Trust the Presti. So head on over to either one of those websites. That is bonfire.com/store/topic-thunder or shop.believe.com and search OKC. Hope you guys enjoy the rest of the pod.
I fought against myself about putting a Kentucky basketball question in here just because I knew every single one of you would roll your eyes. So yep. You're welcome for that. All right, let's get back into it. So at the end of round two, Top of Thunder leads 122.5, no ceilings at 70 points. In round three, we are entering double point realm. First, we got our pre-question. So Jerry and Corey just went. Now we got Nick and Connor back at it. So once again, guys, after I read this, I'm going to try to look up before I finish reading so I can see if your hand's already up. I know Jerry was waving at me very early on, the process looked like. So, yeah, here we go. Pre-question. So, the Portland Trail Blazers, blaze a little bit of a trail, drafting two guys, two star players that came from mid-major programs. This past draft, this past draft, how many players in the first round were drafted from a mid-major school? And again, it doesn't have to be outcome. Cone, you're muted, bro.
I'm going to go five.
Five? Okay. Nick?
I'll say six.
Nick tried to price his right him again and went on the wrong side once again. It was four.
Fantastic. Love that for me.
Chet for Gonzaga, Jalen Williams, Santa Clara.
Patrick Baldwin.
Yeah, Patrick Baldwin Jr. and Jalen Duren, Memphis. Sorry, I had two Jalens and typical Thunder fan. This is why I Santa. This is why I call him Santa. This is why how I differentiate them. So, yeah, so we had four of them this year. So, moving on to the question, Top of Thunder once again has the board. Not including last year's draft, Jerry, you can't just use the example again. Not including last year's draft, I want you to name the last eight players that played for a mid-major team that was drafted in the first round.
This is a joke. No, never mind. I'm not even going to say it. Never mind.
Ooh. I'm going to be honest. I don't even fully know. Like, I'm not good with college conferences and stuff. I am not good with mid-majors and which school is or isn't.
So eight, you said?
Mm-hmm. Last eight players that were drafted that played for a mid-major. So basically anybody that wasn't in, like, a Power 5 conference.
Sure.
Okay. Corey Kispert.
Corey Kispert, absolutely. 5 points.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
It's from Gonzaga.
That's what I was trying to think of, is like all the Gonzaga guys first.
So is this counting? Oh, yeah. Well, I guess Kispert. So, yeah, it is counting last year's draft. So Jalen Suggs.
Yep.
Jalen Suggs, also Gonzaga.
Yep.
5 points. This is where it gets fun.
Yeah. The Gonzaga ones were real easy off the bat. Um, I just don't really know what or what isn't a mid-major.
Well, think of like your West Coast teams, like your WAC conference, your
WAC conference.
That's what I call it still. I can't get over it. yeah. So think of like the WAC. Think of, I can't even think of the other one. The ACC is a Power Five. The AAC, so like Rutgers. Well, not Rutgers, but who's in that conference?
Isn't UConn in that conference now?
Yeah, they did a bunch of moving around a few years ago.
So then James Bouknight would be one of them if they're in that conference now. We're gonna go James Bouknight.
Well, I think they're ACC still, not AAC. It's a different conference.
Connor said like, James Bouknight. Unsure. I'm going to fact check. Keep guessing.
Yeah. So think of like Louisville is another one, I think. So who came out of Louisville recently?
Recently out of Louisville.
Yeah, Louisville. I'm trying to think of like top tier schools. I know there's a kid from freaking.
Is Murray State?
Yes, it is.
Is that mid-major?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Then John Morant. Although I don't know if he's last eight, that might be stretching a little bit back to 2019, but.
Is that first round? Are you saying John Morant?
Yeah, I'm with John Morant.
John Morant is incorrect.
Yeah, it's too far back.
This is prior to John Morant. Okay. And just looking, I mean, the Big East is what UConn's in. It's got Villanova, Georgetown, Xavier, Marquette. I would qualify that as not mid major. So for James Bouknight
or Johnny was at Madison Square Garden. Yeah, not.
Oh yeah, St. John's. I'm sorry, Corey.
I mean, I don't know about mid majors at Madison Square Garden, but you know, like you guys.
Yeah,
I mean, the Knicks play at Madison Square Garden.
Oh, ayo.
the Nets when they make Albert's a couple of trades coming up
defend himself.
What about anybody from that Peacock team? They're fun.
No one from St. Peter's is gonna jump in the
totally
first round.
All right, Jay, totally good.
I did watch St. John's beat them by 20 in person in the
okay.
6 degrees of Kevin Bacon or what is that? Right?
Yeah. Anybody from Utah State, Nevada?
Yes, there is someone from Utah State.
Yeah, as soon as you said Utah State, someone like I could see like the silhouette of a lot like you, Jerry, when you're in the shadows. That's true. I don't remember what rounds people were in is the main issue.
Like I'm just trying to think of like okay basketball. States.
Jerry, I don't think we're getting this one.
No, man. I'm screwed, dude. I told you. Like right whenever you told me the topic, I was like, yeah.
You guys have one more strike.
That's true. We're doing real well on this one.
Andrew Bogut.
Jerry, I think that's a little far back.
But at this point, I'm going to have to throw up a
10. Yeah. Any more Gonzaga players?
Not that I can think of. Adam Morrison? No.
Brandon Clark? No, that's
he played when Nellyville came out.
Yeah.
Brandon Clark? Incorrect. Too far back. I mean, it is correct, but it is too far back. So,
yeah.
No ceilings. They got the most recent mid-major guys. Do you guys have anybody to steal all 10 of their points?
All 10 of them.
And are we another up for thing, steal? You guys are up for a steal. So, again, you know, if you can get the farthest back, you can get the most points. But, yeah, be careful because you don't want to go too far back.
Sure.
So, yeah, you got to find the nice little line there. But this is double points, so this is actually 20 points. I apologize.
So if Ja wasn't in there, then by definition, it has to be 2020 and 2021 drafts.
So Sam Merrill.
But is it was he a first rounder? I don't think so. Or is it just?
Was he 30 or 31?
I'm pretty sure he was one pick. The Utah State player was Nemi Ishketa, but I know he was a second rounder.
Yeah. I mean, what's Washington? Does that count?
That's Pac-12. I doubt Pac-12 counts.
No.
Although, give it 2 years and it probably will.
Right.
Not when the Big 12 comes and saves it.
From what exactly?
I don't know. They're both
themselves.
In terrible shape, yeah.
Okay.
I will say of the six answers, there are five schools represented.
Okay. So what? I'm also bad with conferences, guys, so you're welcome. VCU.
They Ooh. definitely count here.
So Bones.
Yeah.
Bones Highland.
Let's say Bones and then get those 10 points and then go from there.
Right.
Don't incriminate ourselves further, you know. Just throw that out there and keep going.
All right. So much like the first round, host error. I did not include Bones Highland, so 7.5 points. That'll split the difference between the 5 and the 10. So that'll be 15 points. But I'm gonna go ahead since I screwed you guys there, I'm gonna give you guys a chance to answer one more for extra points.
Well, we're having trouble beyond this one.
Yeah.
I'm just giving you
to get the one in there, you know.
You can take it or you can move on. It doesn't bother me.
I was trying to think of like Creighton players. Mike Muscala.
Is there a Gonzaga guy that we're missing beyond Kispert?
Creighton, I believe, is also in the Big East. So.
Yeah, are they now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. None of it makes sense, which is also why I'm not a conference guy.
Doesn't help on that front, does it?
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, or you can just take your points and walk. It's fine either way.
Do what I should have done in Vegas and just walk away from the table.
Yeah. You got a good story, though, Nick.
I do.
All right. Well, hey, if you're walking away, then you walk away with 35 points from that round, which gives you 105 total going into the final round. Still down, Topic Thunder. I will tell you guys the answers after I type this in really fast. All right. So we got Santi Aldama from Loyola. Got James Wiseman from Memphis.
Wow.
Obi Toppin, Dayton. Precious Achiuwa, Memphis.
Yeah.
Malachi Flynn, San Diego State. And Desmond Bane, TCU.
Wait, TCU? Like TCU Texas Christian?
Is it in a
That's different... a Big 12. Yeah, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, well, hey, cool. We'll just slide them down. We'll put Bones in there.
He meant Bones. He meant Bones. He doesn't...
Yeah.
Autocorrect is weird these days. Jeez.
Yeah.
I feel super dumb about missing. I will say, for
Malachi Flynn, he was right behind me on my way back from Vegas Summer League.
Oh, nice.
And he was just way taller than I was expecting him to be. Again, having, you know, given me the realization that even the short NBA players are just gigantic human beings.
Yeah, it's like the some PJ of the Tucker smallest too. Point guards could play like wide receiver for NFL teams.
That was an inside joke, Nick.
And just so you know, Sam Merrill, I know you guys was questioned about him. He was actually Mr. Irrelevant in the 2022 draft. He was the 60th overall pick.
So. There we go. I knew it was the end of something.
Don't question me about Mr. Irrelevance, Corey. That's the one thing I've got.
I do. Since you made that inside joke, we should air out the PJ Tucker thing, because it's amazing. It's an amazing story. Was this Rucker, right? Who did this? Yeah. So Tyler Rucker, friend of the program. We were in line to go to one of the gyms, and Rucker goes, "There's PJ Tucker over there." And we're like, "Where?" And I look, I'm like, "That is Jameer Nelson." Who, you know, literally had me by like an inch or two. I don't know what Jameer was listed at in his playing days, but there's no way he's like five. He's got to be like 5'9" and a half. Like, and PJ Tucker is significantly taller than that. Also, Rucker's pretty tall. So the fact there was a whole lot of pieces of this equation that they just didn't add up. But it was an amazing story that we had, and we've now aired out. And hopefully, this gets clipped for social media. That way, yeah, we can rub it in even more publicly.
I'm about to go find him on Twitter right now and just troll him with pictures of Jameer Nelson every day for
a year. Should do that.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
We encourage you to go down this path.
That's going in his intro next time he comes on the podcast when I do my lengthy intro. What's mistook PJ?
Maybe
Tucker,
it's funnier if it's a secret.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's great, man. That's great. How deep into the Vegas trip was that? Was that like a couple of days in? Like, does he
day
have
one.
Any excuse? Game. Okay. Yeah.
No, day no one. Excuse. Day no one. Excuse. Not even that far away. It had to be like 20 feet. Like, you could tell somebody who's 5'9" or 6'9"
right
pretty easily at that distance.
That's awesome. That makes me happy. All right, boys. Well, hey, this should make you happy. You are within 17.5 points of winning this game as we enter in the triple round. The score is 122.5, top at Thunder, 105, no ceilings. There is a total of 300 points on the board here. So, like I said, the game changes like that. The last couple games has been decided in the fourth round. So, give me Corey, give me Jerry, and I'm going to be looking up as I read the question in case you raise your hand early. So,
I'm proud of you, Dylan. From Kentucky, you can read and look at a computer screen. Look at you.
All right. Actually, this one doesn't have anything to do with looking up. This is actually an interactive question. We did this on our last Family Feud. So I will prompt it with this. Since No Ceilings is in last place, since they're behind in scoring, they will get to
wow.
go first. But I'm sorry.
Technically not wrong.
But
technically correct, yes.
This is the prompt. It's no secret Sam Presti was his first round picks. So going back and forth, starting with Corey and then Jerry, until somebody can't name one. This could go a while. When we did Marvel characters, it went quite a while. But you know, or it could be over in two answers. But going back and forth till someone misses, name first round picks that have played for the Thunder but no longer do.
Who goes first?
Corey.
Okay.
Kevin Durant.
It's a good start. Jerry, you don't got to wait for me, man. Just riff it.
Yeah. Russell Westbrook.
James Harden.
Serge Ibaka.
Reggie Jackson.
Yeah.
Mitch McGarry.
Keep in mind, these don't have to be picks that were selected by the Thunder. First round picks that have played for the Thunder.
First round picks that played for the Thunder
mm-hmm.
that no longer do.
Mm-hmm. Wait, caveat. Can they be retired?
Yes.
All right.
Nick Collison.
Gosh, damn it. literally why I asked that question.
Gave it away.
Yeah. Literally why I asked that question. Chris Paul.
Yep.
It helps that I literally have a picture of him right in front of me. So,
really, we can't tell.
Jeff Green.
Yeah. let's go with Kendrick Perkins.
He is first round pick. I looked it up earlier. Me and my wife was going back and forth on this.
Yeah.
Dennis Schroeder.
Yes.
Oh, good one.
He was 17. Kendrick Perkins was 27, for those that are wondering.
Yeah. Paul George.
Good one. Al Horford.
Yep.
Carmelo Anthony.
We've had a lot of talent. Surely we've won a championship in this time, right, guys?
Surely.
And I allowed this in the when we did Marvel characters. So if you hit a roadblock and you want to tag your partner in, you can.
Wait. This is between me and Corey, not anybody else.
Well, I can just see Cone itching over there to get in. So
yeah,
nah, that's fine. Jerry's got this, I believe.
Yeah.
Hamidou Diallo?
Hami was a second round pick.
Yep.
So Top of Thunder has the board. That was good though, man. You went off the riff. You know, it's funny when you're like doing this, you're trying to name like all the like, you know, guys that have like really like talented like NBA careers, but like Patrick Patterson, for instance, lottery pick, like Nerlens Noel, Andre Roberson, Taj Gibson, like, all these random players.
Dude, I was looking at my poster over here from that 2016 team and I was just ready to go. Like, I was so ready for it. And then
Raymond Felton is one that,
Big Daddy Ray.
Arguably the best Knicks point guard since Stephon Marbury.
And then leave it to me to pull.
What a legacy to have.
All right, guys. Well, hey, Top of Thunder, this is your chance to take the first win of the 2022 season. So let's flip the question. I asked you to name players that played for the Thunder and no longer do that are first round picks. Now I'm going to ask you to name every first round pick currently on the Thunder roster.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
That is correct.
Trey Mann.
Also correct.
Chet Holmgren.
All right. You got to eat. Boy, I can only add so fast. Just chill a second. All right. That's correct, but hold on. What's 14 times 3 real quick, guys? 28. 42. 42. Yep. I beat you, Jerry. Hush. All right. All right. Go ahead.
Is it my turn?
I think so.
Okay, Josh Giddey.
Josh Giddey, correct.
I mean, I can't be wrong either way. Jalen Williams.
You could be wrong.
You could, actually.
Jerry, you could be wrong.
I need
wrong
you to specify. Preferably with his Christmas nickname.
Well, Santa, yeah, sorry.
Wow, okay. Wait,
no, I know. I really didn't know that. I thought that it was just a gimme there at that point, so sorry.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. Sorry.
All right.
Interesting.
Yeah. Dylan, using his host spot to push his brand. Unbelievable.
Yeah. I have to, man. This is why we Santa, okay?
Poku.
That was real tortured right there, I just got to say, for the record.
What's that?
It was worth a shot, but never mind.
All right, we got Poku on the board. Yep, that's so we got 6 on here. We got 4 left. 3 strikes all remain.
There's 4 left?
There's 4 left.
Mm-hmm. Holy shit. Why am I brain farting right now? You got Trey Mann already, right?
Yep, we had another one this year.
I'm brain farting so bad. Right,
you're
now
not on the same team and can't just
just say it.
He's got it. I want Jerry. Okay, who's Mon Jang?
Yeah, sorry. Ooh. I've been drinking at the pool before I jumped in here. So I'm not all the way there.
Who's Mon Jang?
Was Mike Muscala a first round pick?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so. Just had to throw that out. Love you, Mike. Hope you're doing well. Teo wasn't. He was early second round. Mm-hmm. Just go. You already know.
Okay. Ty Jerome.
Of course, the Virginia fan gets Ty Jerome.
Yeah, I should have got that one. Sorry.
I got you. So that's 8, right?
That is 8.
Okay. Derek Favors.
Yep. Derek Favors is correct. That was one I thought was going to stump some people.
That was the one I had in the bag.
Yeah. I honestly was like, this is my steal.
I was just waiting for it.
Niger, we've got one more.
Yeah. Why am I? If you already know it, just say it. Don't watch me in my misery over here.
Okay, so I've forgotten who we've said. So we said Shai, Trey, Giddey, Chet, Ooze, Jalen, Ty Jerome,
Poku,
and Poku at this point. So then we have Darius Bazley.
Darius Bazley is absolutely correct. Top of Thunder run the table in the final round for 300 points.
That's really unfair, considering we're like legit Thunder fans. And
well, hey, I that's why I give everybody a chance, you know, at the beginning of the round to get the question. But yeah, I mean, hey, you guys did great in your steed there. Like, I mean, you guys, I mean, for you not being a Thunder fan, like naming all those Thunder players, like that was crazy. So before I get to No Ceiling, we stop at Thunder. Jerry, your shirt is on. The last time we won, you took your shirt off in celebration.
It's pants tonight.
How
you guys feeling? It's pants tonight. Y'all be ready. Okay. Got a banana hammock on. I'm going to just sling this thing right in front of the camera.
I would like to personally say that I do not support any of the statements of my teammate at the moment.
Yeah, this is going on YouTube, man. Keep your pants on.
Sorry. No, feeling great. Feeling great. I got me and my boy over here. I didn't think of anything less.
Yeah. Cone, how's your back feel, man?
You know, it's good. I've got an appointment with a chiropractor tomorrow. But, hey, you know,
we're Dylan, finished. Kiss my ass. I sat there and ran that back and forth for a minute. I was ready to go with the rest of them. Like, ready to. I said Mitch McGarry. Like, kiss my ass.
I don't know why you said him when we had, like, Victor Oladipo on the table.
I knew it was, like, the easiest, funniest one. That's the reason why I said it.
The lack of Deion Waiters was upsetting.
Yeah.
You know. Was it, though?
Campaign, yeah, that's another one. Yeah,
maybe.
It's the Cone effect, man. Cone is now 2-0 in Top of Thunder Family Feud. So.
Was Terrence Ferguson on the Thunder?
Yes,
He was on it, but
God, was he a first round pick?
Yep.
Yeah, I think he was.
That's 21, what I wanted. That's
16 or something like that.
That's who I wanted.
Yep.
Oh man,
Drats. It also took everything in my power not to say Dragons at one point, which is. For anyone that understands that joke, shout out to you.
Well, hey, No Ceilings, man. I mean, you guys fought admirably. You know, I mean, I appreciate you guys coming on the pod. I hope you guys had a good time. What do you have to say? I guess in defeat, this is what I do. Usually, I stop at Thunder, and I can say it more in jest, and now I just kind of feel bad. So,
both teams played hard.
Both teams played hard, my man.
No, truthfully, this was worth it, win or loss, because we got to, you know, out Rucker as, you know, somebody who couldn't tell the difference between PJ Tucker and Jameer Nelson.
Yeah. Every tattooed guy I see from now on, I'm going to tell my wife that's PJ Tucker. Perfect.
Nick, how you feeling after a loss, man? You think you'll be able to bounce back?
You know, my soul's hurting right now, feeling real heavy. But, you know, I think we put in a good effort, you know, put in a couple good shifts. We did our best. And, you know, Price is Right the wrong way both times. You know, I think that really drags down. I think other than that, we had it in
the
bag.
That was really unlucky.
Yeah, well, you know, I brought over some bad luck from Vegas into here, so.
There's a Kings joke to be had there, but I don't feel like piling on.
There's so many Kings jokes to be had there. Like, I didn't know what
it was. Well, hey guys, you know, once again, just appreciate you coming on, being good sports, you know, having a good time on Family Feud. We'd love to have you guys back on, and you know, maybe even some other guys from No Seamless to try their hand at Family Feud when the opportunity presents itself. But you know, before we close out, want to passing on to you. I'll start with Corey. Corey, go ahead and plug anything, you know, podcast, anything you might be working on, your socials, what have you.
Yeah, I mean, start NoCeilingsNBA.com. You know, even during the off season, we're posting multiple free articles every week. You can subscribe. Again, it is free. When the season picks up, you'll get everything delivered to your inbox Monday through Friday. I am working on a Scoot Henderson's preseason scouting video right now, which will be posted on the NBA Draft Dude YouTube channel. Probably going to write about Scoot as well. Been watching some Overtime Elite for Amen Thompson, which will be the next player featured on the Draft Act NBA Draft podcast that I host with Albert from No Ceilings. And you can follow me on Twitter at Corey Tulliba, and you'll find all of the things there.
Awesome, man. Awesome. All right, going to Nick, man. Nick, you know, obviously he plugged No Ceilings, but anything else you had to plug, go on right ahead.
I can plug No Ceilings again, NoCeilingsNBA.com.
The double good plug.
Exactly. Oh, hey, we're both on, right? Got to do the double plug.
No Ceilings and, TV. Forgot about that.
There you go. No Ceilings TV.
No Ceilings podcast.
No Ceilings podcast. No Ceilings Big Cartel page for the merch. Got to plug the merch as Dylan's wearing the merch, so he clearly faded out, so everybody else can check that out as well. And then find me on Twitter at NBA Johnson, and I put up all of my work on my Twitter page at some point. So if you're looking for something from me, it's going to be up there.
Yep, absolutely. And as I say, anytime you guys are on the pod, I mean, what you guys are doing at No Ceilings, like this past year, like it helped me specifically, but I know it helped out like so many other Thunder fans and obviously, you know, all the other draft heads, you know, as the draft is so prominent in our process now. So, you know, we've got probably one more year of like really diving into the top of the draft. So, you know, we're definitely going to have you guys back on, you know, once the draft cycle hits and, you know, always a good time, you know, chopping it up with you guys.
Yeah. Appreciate you guys having us on as always. And, you know, the Thunder community has really been great to No Ceilings throughout the entire year. Even, you know, Rucker wrote a big Thunder piece last week, you know, so it's been a really cool, you know, synergistic relationship between, you know, the draft world and the Thunder fandom that we're very appreciative of.
We're pretty badass fans. I just got to say so.
For sure. For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, echo the same thoughts. The Thunder fan base has been incredibly kind to us throughout the process since we started. So I feel like since, you know, I got it right the first time and maybe some other No Ceilings people didn't, I feel like I have to do a Thunder up before we leave, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're definitely doing that. So before we do that, you know, Connor, Jerry, appreciate you guys coming on, you know, taking the time out on here. If you guys are not, follow Connor on TikTok. That is with – that's 3Cone without the underscore.
No one took it on TikTok, man. Dude, the dude on Twitter hasn't used the account in years, but, you know, whatever. I'm not mad about it.
Cone said I am capitalizing on this. But, yeah, yeah, absolutely. Follow Cone, support him there. Follow Jerry at his Twitter at Gerald Amir. You guys know where to follow Cone on Twitter. You guys know where to follow me. And of course, follow the podcast at OKC Top of Thunder. You know, we're going to be doing some more Family Feud and, you know, some more season preview stuff as we get closer to the season. And, you know, it's coming faster than you think. So, once again, thank you all for listening. Thank you for all the support. Hope you guys have a great night. God bless. Hoop when you can. And as always, Thunder up.
Thunder up.
Thunder up.
Yes, sir. Thank you for listening to the Topic Thunder podcast. Our podcast is available to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Play, or anywhere else you listen to your podcast. Be sure to leave us a 5-star rating and a positive review, and follow us on Twitter at OKC Topic Thunder. Thunder up!
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.